And at 7:05, we have 35 degrees, your current temperature. We look today for mostly sunny skies and a high near 50, breezy south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 33. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of news here on KJAN. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman on Friday at 4:51 p.m. in Red Oak. Our officers arrested 33-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce on East Summit Street for possession of stolen property, which is an aggravated misdemeanor. She was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,000 cash bond. The arrest stems from a prior case that was investigated by the Red Oak Police Department. One died and two others were injured during a rollover accident Friday morning in Pottawatomie County. Council Bluffs police say a front seat passenger in a 2004 Mazda driven by 16-year-old Caitlin Renshaw of Council Bluffs was partially ejected from the vehicle and died when it landed on its side following the crash that happened around 10:20 a.m. The victim was identified as 16-year-old Haley Wright from Council Bluffs. Officials say the car was traveling westbound on Interstate 80 near mile marker 4 when the vehicle went out of control and rolled over, sliding down an embankment on the north side of the road before coming to rest. Renshaw suffered significant but non-life-threatening injuries. A rear seat passenger in the car, 16-year-old Ethan Comger of Council Bluffs, suffered minor injuries. Both were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The accident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Special Operations Unit. A 17-year-old male from Atlantic was injured during a crash that happened just after 10 p.m. on Thursday near Atlantic Southeast Side. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green told KJAN News there's a lot of information that cannot be released due to HIPAA regulations, but he acknowledged the vehicle the teen was driving was traveling west on 22nd Street when the vehicle went out of control near the intersection with Palm. The vehicle struck a power pole before coming to rest. Green said the youth was not wearing a seatbelt. The teen was outside the vehicle on the ground when police arrived. He was transported by a medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital and later to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A report on his condition and other information concerning the crash is not available. The accident remains under investigation. Authorities have arrested a suspect in connection with a shooting in downtown Des Moines that killed one man and injured another. Des Moines police said Friday that 24-year-old Dreshawn Maurice Barber has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of 21-year-old Emmanuel Perez. He also faces an attempted murder charge in the shooting injury of 23-year-old Andrew Hurley Boyd, who was hospitalized. Court records do not indicate whether Barber has an attorney. The shooting happened early Sunday in the city's popular Court Avenue district. Additional information has not been released. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered flags lowered to half staff next week in honor of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. The gubernatorial order will have flags lowered from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. on Monday. Flags will be at half staff on the state capitol and all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. The December 7th of 1941 surprise attack by Japan on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii claimed some 2,400 American lives and pushed the U.S. into World War II. Davenport police have arrested a man suspected of using a mobile dating app to rob people. The Quad City Times reports that 20-year-old Darvon Jones faces robbery and burglary charges for incidents that took place in May. Police say Jones lured his victims to meeting places with an app that people used to meet for consensual sex. Police say he then pulled a handgun and told the people he was robbing them. Authorities say that in one case, Jones and another man forced the victim to drive to his parents' house, where they took a debit card belonging to the victim's father and used it to withdraw money. A phone message left with Jones' court-appointed attorney wasn't immediately returned. Three of Iowa's largest hospital and clinic systems have signed contracts to provide care to patients who will be enrolled in new Medicaid managed care programs. Governor Terry Branstad's office announced Thursday that the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics, Unity Point Health, and Genesis Health System have signed such contracts. The Des Moines Register reports that Democratic lawmakers have expressed concern that Branstad's plan to turn over administration of the $4 billion Medicaid program to private for-profit companies is moving too quickly. The new system is to take effect on January 1st. Genesis spokesman Craig Cooper says his system has the same concerns. but that it signed up with two of the four managed care contracts so as not to leave patients in the lurch. A petition signed by hundreds of people could spur Davenport's outgoing mayor to veto an overhaul of the city's bus service. Quad City Times reports Mayor Bill Gluba says the petition with 410 signatures indicates that lower-income riders are being ignored. Officials with the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation say the passion Stacy Eucken has for agriculture is clear from her countless leadership positions with various organizations and dedicated work to help tell the story of Iowa agriculture. Eucken's commitment to youth interested in agriculture and contributions to the local community has earned her the 2015 Bob Joslin Excellence in Agriculture Award from the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation. Eucken received the award at the 97th Iowa Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Des Moines on December 2nd. The award honors a young farmer who demonstrates outstanding leadership qualities in Farm Bureau, agriculture, and his or her community. Eucken and her husband Eric own and operate a diversified farm operation near Wyota, consisting of corn, soybeans, alfalfa, a cow-calf herd, beef feedlot, and a small farrow-to-finished niche swine operation. Eucken has been an active leader in Iowa agriculture for many years, first joining the Cass County Farm Bureau Board of Directors in 2008. While serving on the county board, Eucken has twice been elected membership chair, served as vice president, and is currently in her third year as the county president. Stacy's passion is sharing the story of Iowa agriculture with as many people as possible, and that includes helping others share that message. Eucken was instrumental in helping organize a teacher's academy through the Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation to provide farm tours to teachers and share ways to incorporate agriculture education in their classrooms. Additionally, Eucken volunteers for the Cass County 4-H, Atlantic FFA Alumni Chapter, Iowa Pork Producers Association, and is a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, Iowa Soybean Association, and Iowa Cattlemen's Association. As the Joslin Award winner, Eucken receives a $1,500 home and workshop certificate from John Deere, the award sponsor, a 90-day no principal and no interest John Deere financial certificate up to $5,000, a $750 FastStop gift card from Growmark, and expense-paid trips to the 2016 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention in Orlando and the 2016 Growmark Annual Meeting in Chicago in August. The Excellence in Ag Award is given in memory of Bob Joslin, who served as the IFBF president from January 1986 to December of 1987 and was known for his support and encouragement of young farmers. And the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge near Omaha is hosting a Christmas event to help children learn more about local birds. The Christmas Bird Count for Kids event is set for December 29th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Christmas Bird Count is one of the oldest wildlife surveys in the world, dating back more than 200 years. Children and families will have the chance to become citizen scientists by taking part. Participants will begin with a binocular boot camp, after which they will divide into teams and head into the field with volunteer experts to count and record the species of birds they locate. Teams will meet back at the visitor center after the count for snacks and hot chocolate and to tally their results. That's a look at some of the latest news here this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Patricia Eleanor Beechler, age 87, of Des Moines, formerly of Atlantic, died Monday, November 30th at Wesley Health Center in Des Moines. Family of Pat Beechler will be greeting friends on Saturday at 10 a.m. here today at the Wesley Acres Community Room, 3520 Grand Avenue in Des Moines. A private family interment will take place at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery at a later date. Isles Funeral Home, Dunn's Chapel in Des Moines has arrangements. Viral Cadwell, age 95, of Manila, died November 25th at the Eventide Nursing Home in Denison. Funeral services for Viral Cadwell will be held on today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home Manila has arrangements. Gary Doc Lee Kunze, age 70, of Atlantic, died on November 23rd at Hart Hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Gary Doc Kunze will be held today at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna Eunine Ross, age 80, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Memorial services for Donna Eunine Ross will be held today at 1 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Holly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Ida G. McCrory, age 97, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Ida McCrory will be held today at 2 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Clint Brownlee, age 25, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Clint Brownlee will be held today at 5 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Barbara Ramsey, age 75, of Manning, died Wednesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Barbara Ramsey will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Matthew Rachel, age 89, of Manila, formerly of Louisiana, died on Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Matthew Rachel will be held on Monday at 2:30 p.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manila. And Audrey Getch, age 90, of Griswold, and formerly of the Atlantic and Red Oak area, died on Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Audrey Getch are pending at this time. The Warner Funeral Home in Spencer, Iowa, has the arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.